You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, a special report today. We will not be broadcasting any Santilli-related interviews on the live broadcast, just to spare the listeners, really, from the infighting of it. But it does need to be reported on. It does need to be said, indeed. And today with me is Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com, and my very special guest is Tom Lacovara, talking about the truckers. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really good. Are you on speakerphone or something? I hear a little bit of feedback in the background there.
No, I'm not on speakerphone. I'm just loud. I'm Italian.
Okay. Well, that's good. We do need some loud Italians, ones that don't lie to people and steal their money. So, would you be able to please explain who you are and what went down with the trucker protest?
Okay. Ms. Zita Andrews put out the call for the ride, and I didn't know Ms. Andrews, but she seemed pretty sincere, so I contacted her, and she told me that there would be a man, he would be going by the name General Lee, and I thought that was, got my attention. He actually is a direct defendant, by the way, so it's not as silly as it sounds. She told me to meet with him at the Doswell truck stop there in Virginia. And I did. I reported to him. He basically said, well, what can you do? And I said, well, whatever needs to be done. I can, provide security for you. I can be your right hand if you need it. My truck, my brakes went, so I had a friend bring me down there. And I brought about $3,000 worth of computer equipment. I documented the ride. Took a lot of video, answered a lot of calls, went with them to all of the media outlets right by his side with all these different interviews. And my first impression of Mr. Lee was an absolute honorable person who seemed very sincere to me. Enter Pete Santilli. I have to take a deep breath because it raises my blood pressure a couple points when I think about it, but
it actually just raised mine a little bit, too.
Yeah, I bet. It has that effect on people, I'm finding out. But what Santilli was, and this is what happened, and he was really clever, and I think because he'd already had experience burning people and he realized that he'd made a couple mistakes, this is what he did. He offered to Ms. Andrews to develop the Facebook page of her creation, this idea that she had for Ride for the Constitution. Because he was a media outlet and he had the resources and he could help her, he could provide coverage for the event. And what I saw happen after that, I didn't realize right away until the last day and all the way at the end, really what had happened. It appeared as though Pete Santilli was sending Mrs. Andrews on a few fool's errands, as well as the media was embedding with the general, as well as keep calling him out from the formation which he was trying to coordinate. And it was just disruptive. And finally, I sat down with the general and I said, dude, do you realize what they're doing? They're giving you just a little bit of coverage. And you're running around like an idiot, and it's disrupting everything. They're really, what they're doing is distracting you. They're acting just like St. Sweezy Wood. Stop worrying about the media. We'll take our own video thing.
We seem to have lost you there. Can you speak up? Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
that's much better. Sorry, can you repeat what you just said?
Yeah, I asked him to stop with the mainstream media. We had somebody from RT, Ms. Boring, who was absolutely wonderful. She did everything she said she was going to do, very honorable. And all these other media outlets were really just spinning wheels. They gave us maybe 30 seconds or a minute or so, and that was it. And they were reporting that it was really like a non-event. And, of course, I don't know if you've seen the footage after the fact, but it most certainly was not a non-event. However, what happened was Pete Santilli closed Zita out of the Facebook page, and they were lying to her. And at the same time they were lying to her, they were lying to me, saying that she was doing this wrong and that wrong. She wasn't showing up. But I caught Santilli in a couple of mistruths about places that Vita did not arrange to be, and would like the senators with the list of demands and time and place and all that, that was all arranged by Santilli's staff. And Vita had no idea about it. So when nobody showed up, Santilli sprung on Vita and then put this little gem out there that, well, you know, we were accepting donations on this button, and I can't say that she's doing anything wrong with the money, but I really think that somebody should look into it. Now, keep in mind, he was managing the page and accepting the donations. The button was on the page he was managing. He knew perfectly well she wasn't mismanaging anything. There was no time to have even figured that out if she had been. I'm a judge's son. I know how the law works. And these events are so complicated, and they're so intricate, there is absolutely no way that he would have been able to tell that she was misusing the money. As many trucks were being filled up, there's no possible way he would have known that. And that's when I figured it out. He stole it from her for ratings. Here, he was an infiltrator trying to ruin it. But however, we caught him enough times, and enough other people in the convoy took over from General Lee and kept the ride on, so Pete Santilli had very little effect. I kind of spread the word out through the grapevine that I thought that the general was being yanked. And fortunately, the truckers, had him on the back, and they kept moving forward, and eventually I think the general realized that he'd been had. Just recently he released a video completely distancing himself from Pete Santilli and his tactics. Now, that was the first part of the problem. The second part of the problem came after the fact, after he was called out. I went home to New Jersey and found out that Mrs. Andrews was not only accused of mismanaging the funds, but that Santilli came directly out and accused her of doing so. That's defamation. He had absolutely nothing to go on for this. As a matter of fact, we found a Bitcoin account that I can't really give many details to because we've turned it over to the police. And we found out that Mr. Santilli is in trouble with the police in other matters, completely unrelated in other states. This is what we were told. I can't confirm this, but it's what I was told by a relatively credible source.
Suzanne,
a governmental agency.
Suzanne Posel can, in fact, confirm, though. She's seen the documents, the court records, and everything. Pete Santilli is apparently wanted in Georgia, isn't he, Suzanne?
That's what I heard. I wasn't going to repeat it because I didn't have a conspiracy. That's journalism. I'm a journalist, and I was. What did I just tell you? It was unconfirmed on my end, so what did I tell you? I can't really confirm it. Well, see, that's not Santilli style. Santilli is an attack artist. He's a smear attack artist, and if you read the likes of Karl Marx and Trotsky, I swear that this is the tactics that are used by the enemy. These aren't tactics that are used by honorable men, honorable women, honorable people that are seeking change. You don't violate somebody's constitutional rights while you're standing up for constitutional rights. It's insane. It's insane. And it almost killed the movement, but it didn't. The movement went on despite Pete Santilli. And now he threatened that this campaign that came afterwards was he had actually had. Now, I don't know whether he placed her there or whether she was an opportunist, but there was a homeless mother of four with her husband that somehow locked on to Mrs. Andrews. She found her. I don't know whether Santilli sent her away or what, but she posed as this homeless mother. And, of course, Mrs. Andrews is a Christian lady, and she's a very sweet woman. And she took these people in with her, with the movement. And she figured, oh, well, you can come along with the ride and help out. And we'll figure it out at the end. This girl is called, she has a blog, and she's a journalist. It's called Press Storm Media. This, she was a liberal punk. She slashed Mrs. Andrews. This woman that had been feeding her.
Well, hold on. Tom, can you please repeat that? It was cutting out a little bit.
Yes. This little plant that ends up sending every text message she sends, Pete Santilli's attached to it. And she begins blasting Mrs. Andrews. I'm accused of being a meth dealer. So they attacked me personally. I ended up getting on my motorcycle and riding back to Washington, D.C., where Mrs. Andrews and I stayed for a week mounting this effort to figure out where and how bad the Pete Santilli damage was. So a week out of both of our lives and the expense of staying in D.C., and that's when we found out about Georgia, and that's when we found out about the Bitcoin. And then this idiot, this moron, has the balls to threaten me on Twitter directly. So,
do you have Tom, do you have screenshots of those threats?
I can't hear you.
Do you have screenshots of those threats?
I'm sure that I could get them for you by your next show. I don't have them convenient enough to just bring them up because all my stuff is not where I am right now. But
okay, well, just please grab those. Yeah, please grab those and send them to me.
Right, I did provide them to the police. And if you go to at Tom Lacazara, I use my name for everything because I put my name right out there. If you go to at Tom Lacazara, it should be right on there. I don't know if you can. I'm really not really. I'm just getting to know Twitter. But I will find that for you, take a screenshot, or we'll get that to your show so that you can put it up. I don't ever say anything that I can't back up. I did call the police, by the way, in D.C. We were in D.C. when this happened, and the police came out, and they were there for over an hour and a half, talked to the detectives. The detectives got on. They looked at the tweets themselves. They weren't really happy with it either. Mostly because he's a radio show and he has listeners, so it's not just the irresponsibility of a single individual who makes a defaming comment or goes on a personal attack. But when you have a radio show and you have absolutely nothing for evidence to know anything about anybody, to call them things such as criminals with nothing to back it up, it's called defamation of character. Not let alone the intellectual property rights he stole from Miss Andrews by trying to steal her entire movement and creating a website in his name for her. He's learning and he's honing his skills. See, I heard that what he did with someone else. I don't know if you guys were. I know that you were somewhat related in this, where he tried buying up websites for guerrilla media. But this is his tactic. It's a scumbag, thievery tactic. And I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to go toe-to-toe with him. And I always call him out to take a head-to-head lie detector test since he loves reading so much.
So, let me reiterate that. You were again fading out just a little bit. So it's a scumbag tactic. He goes out and he buys out websites and this kind of thing. It's precisely what he did to me when he bought out all the Guerrilla Media websites. Guerrilla Media was my name, my concept, my idea. And after he milked me for information over a course of a couple of conference calls where I told him all of the backstory and how to actually make Guerrilla Media run, then he set it up by himself without even consulting me, cut me out, and is still stealing it today, and has even admitted that the only reason why he's using the name Guerrilla Media is to piss me off.
I know. As a matter of fact, I actually came across a friend of mine sent me a link to your show, and I sat down and I listened to your show, which by the way, mazel tov, man. You got a really cool show. I really like your show. I like anybody that has any kind of pride in journalism. And people that check their sources, and people that aren't. And you know what? I've noticed that certain outlets, such as yours, when they have something negative, they deal with it and then they move on. You move on. Unless there's a real story there, and I call a story having some sort of shred of evidence or something to some source to quote, where I'll say, this guy's a headache, just a walking headache. I had to do a video. I did a video from D.C. in front of the Jefferson Memorial. It's called the Pete Santilli Criminal Takeover and Ride to the Constitution, I think. If you go and check out the video, it's a brief description of in the moment while it's happening. And I watched the video today, and I remember this thing. I can't even believe that I'm standing here, and instead of fighting for the Constitution in government, I'm sitting here addressing this idiot that I told everybody to ignore. And he wouldn't go away. Like I said, he had that little homeless chick. This chick lived off of Mrs. Andrews. She fed her. She took care of her. And then as soon as the ride was over, she tried coming to me and getting $800 cash for the place that they were camping in Virginia for all of the Ride to the Constitution people that were there. What she was trying to do, sir, when she was trying to get me to go to Zeta and get Peter to give me money for all of these alleged people that were staying in this backyard that were for the ride. It was a setup. It was a setup to get Peter to spend money inappropriately for something that she couldn't cover and get a receipt for. I know, I see, don't fool a judge's son. I grew up on the floor of my father's feet as he sat in court, watching idiot after idiot after idiot try to lie. I have learned the liars well, and I can smell them. And my little red flag went up on day two with
him. Tom, can you speak up?
Yeah, I said my idiot and liar alert went up the second day with Santilli, but we were so busy that it wasn't until the third day that I actually caught him. The fourth day, when it was all over, when I returned back to Washington, the first call I made was Mr. Lee, General Lee, and he was pretty upset with Zita. He was confused, and he was angry with Zita for not showing up at certain things and not doing certain things, and when I was talking to him, I got the general impression that he had been really lied to and manipulated. I kind of came down a little hard on General Lee at first, and I'm kind of glad that you called, because it gave me an opportunity to tell him that I really do think that he's a genuine individual. I was forced by honor to have to stand there and defend Mrs. Andrews, because she did not deserve to be what that man put that woman
apparently through. Apparently, Pete Santilli came out on his radio show or Twitter or something and said that Zita Andrews had been wanted for donation fraud before or something of that nature. Did you hear that?
Complete lies. All lies. I've looked into this using the sources that I have back here in New Jersey, because I wanted to hear the truth. Okay, and I have some sources that I really cannot now. Sorry about that. I would love to be able to. I really would, because they're strong. And I can definitely say, without a doubt, that we found absolutely nothing. Because keep in mind, I didn't know Mr. Santilli, I didn't know Mr. Lee, and I didn't know Mrs. Andrews before this ride. So I wanted to know a little bit about everybody. So I came back to New Jersey, and I made a couple phone calls, and the only stuff bad that I heard about was about Santilli, and there was no end to it. It keeps coming in. It's still coming in. I have 8 or 9 emails from different people that he's screwed over in one way, shape, form, or another, and I would love to pass their names on to you as long as I get their permission to do so. I'd be more than happy to if you want to do interviews with them. But what I'm seeking to do is, if anybody hears the sound of my voice tonight, if anybody has had any kind of negative experience with this man, what happened is I think that he screwed with you. Now, you're in New Zealand, if I'm not mistaken, and he's operating across state lines all over the United States. He used poor General Lee and his wife. The wife is in Barbados, and he had her working, probably breaking the law, not knowing she was stealing. And that's a speculation. That's nothing that I have direct proof on. I'm working on trying to figure that out. But we're going to figure it out. And if I can find international crimes that he's committed against you, and if I can find interstate crimes, which would be federal crimes that he's committed here, I'm going to see that this man is prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Tom, can you speak up, please?
Yeah, I'm going to be a wart on this man's ass. That's what I've decided to be. He's made, look, I'm disabled now, right? I have nothing but time on my hands. He made a huge mistake, because I am going to devote my life to finding out every crime that he's committed and exposing him for the fraud that he is. He speaks our speak. He comes to us in our language and in our and with our concerns, and he uses it for ratings to capitalize on it. And I'm starting to really seriously consider that he's one of these Stratfor people, these infiltrators, these socialist infiltrators that comes. Speaking liberty and give me liberty or give me death like we do, and they draw you in just to line you up, to screw you up. I swear to God, he couldn't be any other thing, because he did nothing but cause problems. He brought attention, yeah, but the kind of attention that Santilli brings is negative. It's horrible attention. We don't want that kind of attention. Look what it did after the movement, with the accusations and calling somebody a meth dealer. He was saying that I was dealing meth and I was in a big rig. And this man ends up with his company he lost his job. They were threatened to lose his job because of what was going on inside his truck. And at first he got mad at me, not even realizing that Santilli put it out on the air that somebody was stealing meth out of his truck. I mean, this is the kind of thing that Santilli does. It's ambush, assault, character assault. It's how socialists have you ever hear of the Bolshevik Revolution? That's how they started that. It's exactly how they started it. Well, you know what it is. I think it is. This is just, it's gotten to be out of hand, and it needs to be reined in. There needs to be justice. And I don't care who this man is, or I don't care if he does work for Stratfor. I don't care if he works for I know you're on the radio. I don't care if he works for the CIA. I don't care. This man is a menace. And as many people that know it and hear it, the better. Because the next movement or the next thing that comes along, he's not going to be able to lay his claws into when they hear this. So that's why I'm still willing to do this show, brother.
Well, that's precisely the reason why I'm willing to. Like, I just came off air off a radio show, and I'm going on to another radio show in about 40 minutes again to talk about Pete Santilli. I'm willing to give up my time as is humanly fracking possible in order to expose him, because the things that he's done to you, he's done to me. The things that he's done to me, he's done to Suzanne Posel. The things he's done to Suzanne Posel, he's done to Zeta Andrews. The things he's done to Zeta Andrews, he's done to the entire trucker movement. He must be stopped. He's a credible threat.
This is why you really want to know why he must be stopped, and I hope that if there's truckers that are listening to this, they just fathom this for a moment. We rode into D.C. in a convoy. All we need is some moron like Pete Santilli, who's not getting enough media attention, who's leading the movement, to send us into a slaughter. We were there for a peaceful protest. And that kind of, the kind of venom that this man spews, I would not trust him. I wouldn't trust him to watch a $5 bill on the counter of a store for me to run out to the car and come back. This man is not to be trusted. He certainly cannot ever be in the charge or capacity of taking any credit for or getting involved with planning any movement where there's going to be good American people standing there risking their lives to stand for a cause. Because it'll be a slaughter. This man is going to lead people into a slaughter. And if people allow him to do it, if it happens someday, you heard it right here on this show. If they do it, if you let this man into one more of your movements, he's going to kill somebody. I swear he will. I can't say that any stronger. I don't talk like this, bro. Whenever I hear Santilli, and I've renamed him, by the way, his name is not Pete Santilli anymore. It's Pete Santilli. Santilli. We're all walking around laughing at this joker because he's done. He's done. He's exposed for the fraud that he is. What is this now, the fifth time? Ooh. I think this is enough, bro. I think this is enough that people will not trust him anymore. At least I pray to God. You know, I saw something beautiful in Washington. I saw a movement like I have never seen, like I have dreamed to see for so long. And it was a beautiful thing where people came together.
Tom, can you speak up, please?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to plug my charger. I know you're lying, but I wasn't expecting it. I know I can't find a charger. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to try and find a charger, but I'm having an issue. There's one. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I don't know what else more I can tell you, except that this man he's a manipulator. He's got his girlfriend, by the way, the person that allegedly works for him, I'm sticking my charger in right now, sorry. This girl that allegedly works for him, she is his girlfriend, is from what I've been told. So, here again, ethics and journalism, it's to say, can you say you never work with your girlfriend? No, of course not. But when you have somebody that works for you in a professional relationship, who at the same time that this individual is blasting me on Twitter and on Facebook, she's doing the same thing. And this, by the way, Pressstorm Media is in league with him. Don't ever trust anything that this woman ever writes. She's absolutely an opportunist, and I've renamed her too. She's Press Drizzle. But anyway, this is, I know, I'm sorry. We have to do this. You know, it's the only way that I can bring my blood pressure down is by saying their names.
Would you like me to play for you the Pete Santilli meditation? This is something that I've devised specifically for people that are having hard times with Santilli and need a little way to chill the buzz. No, it's actually a bit better than that. It's actually a meditation song. You'll get what I mean. Hold on,
just
a wee second. If you listen to this.
Oh, Santilli. Oh, Santilli.
Hi.
Oh, Santilli.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Does that make you feel better?
Oh, my God. Dude, I so needed this phone call. Thank you so much.
I'll send you that track. It's like 4 minutes long. It's just 4 minutes of Fox Santilli. It's great. I was listening to it last night a couple of times.
You would do me a big service if at some point if you referred to him as Santilli a few times for me, because I know he hates it. He hates it.
Yeah.
I found a button.
Well, it's funny you should mention
whenever
that.
Whenever I call him Santilli, is when the flurry of Twitters come. He just can't contain himself. That's when he threatened me. I mentioned something, you know, just go away, Santilli, and he just hit the wall.
He does. All
I
the
guess
time.
Everybody's calling him Santilli now.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you should mention that, because that little meditation song, that's actually only the first 18 seconds of a full song that we're now working on. Hopefully next week or the week after. And indeed, some of the lyrics are calling him Santilli.
I know that that was pretty creative, but it wasn't so creative that other people that dealt with this moron wouldn't have come up with it too. It's one of those things that just... it's born out of somebody's negativity.
Yeah, well, I found that you can indeed enjoy life, have humor, and so on and so forth, while exposing the scumbaggery of Pete Santilli.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can. You can, but you need to find other, unfortunately, you need to find, like, this I call it the Pete Santilli Recovery Group.
Well, in fact, we've started this. It's called the Pete Santilli Victims Coalition. If you search that up on Facebook.
Isn't it great how like minds work?
Well, I think it's how good minds work, particularly when they oppose evil. This is my personal opinion, that Santilli is, in fact, an agent of evil.
I believe he is. I'm not a holy roller. I just experienced something in my life a few weeks ago, just like a week and a half ago, actually at this movement. It was very beautiful. And I'm not going to push my religion on anyone, okay? I'm not a Bible thumper. I never have been. But a beautiful experience happened to me, a Christian experience happened to me with these wonderful people that I was with. And, you know, I have been, for the past week, I stopped cursing. And the only time that I have slipped is when I've been thinking about this scumbag. The only time God has been strong enough to grant me the serenity not to curse for any other reason. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, good. Well, that calls for us.
Thank you for calling. It was a treat. I was looking to reach out to you just to find out what he had done to you. That's why I'd sent you the mail. But I'm so glad you called like this. I will sleep so well tonight knowing that Santilli is going to be tossing and twitting. Well, tweeting, I'm sorry.
I can't actually guarantee that that would happen. When you go to sleep at night, Tom, does your head hit the pillow and then it's lights out, or do you stay awake for a while thinking about stuff?
I'm in a lot of pain. So usually I'm awake for a little while before I can go to sleep, unfortunately.
All right.
And
now,
being that I'm in pain, I have additional pain in my teether, and yeah, I'm up for a little while.
Okay. That means that you're not a psychopath.
No.
Pete Santilli will not lose any sleep over this because people like you and I have something that he does not, a conscience to keep us awake at night.
I know. But he does have an ego, sir. Mm-hmm. He has a huge, huge, easily bruisable ego. Okay? And just those little tiny tactics. And I don't care if he hears this. And I don't care if he knows it's a tactic. Because it's so funny, because it's spreading like wildfire. I call it the Santilli wildfire. And if everybody gets together and no one ever calls him Santilli again, that's my goal. Santilli for all.
I believe he's a person who should be in jail because he's a danger to the general public. I mean, that's just my opinion.
He is a danger. I there's no question about it. I would not... I really would not be giving him the benefit of a moment, a single one more minute of my time, if I did not thoroughly believe with my heart and soul to the tips of my toes that that man is a menace and he's going to get someone killed. Or worse, or lash out at somebody who's emotionally fragile, God forbid, and have them kill themselves. Because this man is relentless. If you don't have... If you're not strong in character, if you're not a little bit thick-skinned, and there's a lot of people out there that are sensitive people, and there's nothing wrong with that. They're perfectly entitled to be, because we have a beautiful divine document called the Constitution here. And you have free speech in so much as it doesn't harm anyone. Once you use that speech to harm people, you're violating their constitutional rights. It's probably really bad form to be sponsoring or covering the media of a constitutional event while you're screwing the Constitution behind everyone's back.
And defaming everybody.
Oh, just horribly.
So
horribly.
You're a meth dealer, Suzanne Posel is a Jew, and I'm a child molester, according to Pete Santilli.
You really want to know where the meth came from? This is his tactic, okay? There's no secret that I'm a libertarian, and I do not agree that the government does not have the right to tell me that I can take a natural plant from the ground and take it into my body if it makes me feel better, because their pharmaceutical drugs make me sick and make me dependent. And I don't want to be dependent, and I don't want to be sick. So there's no secret that I'm going to a cannabis doctor, and you know, I live in New Jersey, and they haven't gotten the program all swiftly up and running perfectly, but it's no big secret that I smoke cannabis. So when something was mentioned about drugs, I said, yeah, I smoke pot. You know, it doesn't really, I didn't want the whole world to know about it, but I'll be honest about it. I'm not going to lie to anybody about it. I'm not going to lie to the government about it either. Yeah, I smoke pot. Okay, so what, and that wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough that you knew the truth. And it wasn't good enough that was all the truth he had. He had to make it something nefarious. He had to make it something based on... Yeah, sure.
Today on his show, he came out, and because yesterday, people on 4chan decided to hack into his phone line and completely decimate him. He came out on the show and said that I'm a Jew. And that if people wanted to attack Jews, they should attack me. Now, he claims that on recorded phone calls, I begged him not to tell anybody because I was on food stamps and I didn't want anyone to know that I was a Jew. However, if the ladies and gentlemen who hear this broadcast go into Pete's archives, you will find a broadcast where I outed myself on his show. I have no problem. I was raised in a home that practiced conservative Judaism, which is basically
There's
nothing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I did not have my bat mitzvah. I walked away from the religion at 12 years old, and I have not practiced it since. I do not...
You know what? Even if you did...
But wait a minute. I don't practice any religion. I believe that religions, for the most part, are control mechanisms of the masses. So we don't practice any religion in my home. So I outed myself on Pete's show, telling everyone that, yes, I was born into a home. My maiden name is Cohen. I told everybody this on Pete's show, and he's on his broadcast today talking like I'm scared that somebody knows about this. And
oh, my goodness.
That is the twisted, sick maniacal, psychopathic mind of Pete Santilli.
Does he have any listeners left?
General Lee is
a member
of the Convention of the States. Mark Meckler wrote on the Convention of the States website that he was proud that General Lee was going to work with the Ride for the Constitution, where he will be, quote, talking about the Convention of States project. Now, Pete Santilli came out on a show and acknowledged that General Lee works for the Convention of the States, who are trying to set up a civilian coup. And he said that he distanced himself from General Lee. He also made the allegation.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Let me stop you for a minute. All you listeners out there, lie.
I know, but let me finish.
Good.
He claims that Mark Meckler told General Lee not to associate with Pete Santilli. However, on the Constitution, on the Convention of the States website.com, and I'm going to give Vinny this link so he can put it in the description, it states on their own website, that's website headed by Mark Meckler, who took bribe money from the Koch brothers to infiltrate the Tea Party Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Mark Meckler says on this website that he is proud that Ernest will be joining the Ride for the Constitution, where Ernest Lee will be talking about the Convention of the States project. We salute him in all of his efforts to help spread the word. The Convention of the States project has a solution, as big as the problem. So Mark Meckler was proud that General Lee was working with Pete Santilli, and Pete Santilli, all of a solution, claims he had no knowledge of this. Mark Meckler didn't tell General Lee not to hang out with Pete Santilli. Mark Meckler told General Lee to hang out with Pete Santilli. Santilli is a liar.
He's insane. I would not put it past this deranged psychopath. I would not put it past him to either send somebody out to try and hurt me or to come out here and try and hurt me himself. And you know what? I hope that he doesn't send someone else. I hope that if he hears the sound of my voice, that maybe he'll do a little bit of research into my history. And maybe he'll find out that he can come and see me anytime he wants, because I really have had it about as up to here as I can get up to here. Okay, we are long, long time, old-fashioned, patriot libertarians. And I don't need to get into any more of an explanation on what we believe in to tell you that if this man ever comes anywhere near me, I will not be held responsible for my actions, because he is going to kill somebody. It would be my duty, because this guy he's a dangerous fraud. He does not believe in the Constitution. He does not believe in this system of government. He believes in ratings and sensationalism and attaching himself into a good movement just to toss it up and spin it up and can you play that thing again?
Okay, give me a second just to get it all sorted up there, and I'm definitely going to send you the file as well, because I actually did 10 minutes just listening to it over and over again last night, and I was like, man, that makes me feel so much better. Look at
it. It does. It really works. Yeah, I really got to give it to you there. You're onto something.
Here we go.
Fox Santilli. Fox Santilli.
Okay, see, I can already feel my blood pressure going back down now. That's really quick. That's cool. I like that. You really have to send me a copy of
that.
I love how it keeps going.
Thank you. You are a saint. You are an absolute saint, brother. Oh. My goodness. Oh, that really does work.
I know.
No,
here's the best part about it. Have you heard of the 528 hertz frequency? The healing frequency. I have a friend of mine played a one of those tones from a 528 tuning fork for me once, and I've got a recording. What I've done is I've actually undercut that track with the 528 frequency reverberation. So at the same time,
all things good destroy Santilli.
Exactly. So at the same time that I'm saying fuck Santilli, I'm also saying I love you.
You know what? I have to rewind a little bit of my venom. I know that that Miss Cohen. What is your name now? I don't know you, dear. I'm sorry. What is your name?
Suzanne Posel.
Suzanne.
Okay. Oh yeah. I was just on your site watching your stuff. Really good stuff, by the way.
Thank you.
As you called, actually, that's kind of funny. Anyway, I really want to take a couple of steps back here. I was just wondering, really found, I didn't find religion when I was down there. I found faith. There is a difference. I go to no church. I am organized with no group. I experienced something divine down there, and for whatever reason, I experienced it. If it's meant for a certain individual, I'm sure they'll experience it for themselves. I'm not one of those people that tell people what they should believe or what they should think. But this man, I believe that he's either A, mentally deranged, and if so, he is damaged, and if so, we as human beings need to be better than he. For some reason, I don't want to hate him. I hate what he does. I hate what he stands for. And if I ever find out that he's in league intentionally to do this for the government, I will be the first one to lock and load. And I mean that figuratively, okay? Legally. Let's not get myself in trouble. I will be the first one to dispatch him with extreme prejudice, if that were the case. But as just a human being, he does need to be stopped. And I think the way that we're going to have to do that is legally. I think that everyone involved that's been damaged by him, you need to pick up the phone, if you have not already, and call the police. And tell the police about the other police agencies that have been called, so that all of the police can link up with each other, and then they can take, let him talk about the cops, and let him send them tweets. Let that twit send them tweets, and see where it goes from there. Because all he will attack is people that he think won't or can't attack him back. See, that's what makes him a coward. And that's what he is. He's an absolute coward. So you have to fight a coward thinking like he would think. And you have to hit him where it hurts. And that's in the pocketbook. You don't hurt him physically. You don't hate him. You shut down the show. And that's what I want to do. I want to go on a campaign, the Shut Santilli Down Show. Shut It Down Show. That's what I want to do. I want a campaign where all these people that have been harmed all get together and all write the same individual, same governmental agency, whether it be the FCC. I don't know really who governs this yet. I have the law book sitting on my desk right here, and I just started to crack them when you called. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to research the law, and that's what I did for a long time, and I'm going to. That's what I'm going to do. I'll find something.
I'll give you a hint. I have a paralegal degree. I'll give you a hint.
Cool.
Federal wiretapping laws state
sitting on my desk.
Okay. He lives in California. California is a two-party state. He has published all over Spreaker. You can download them. Recorded phone calls where people did not know he was they were recorded. He just had a phone call with Renee Nall, who wrote an article about this. And
I know. I had to have her retract it.
1 minute and 4 seconds into the recorded phone call, he fakes starting the recording. And I know that because he played it in its entirety. I heard him call. Yeah. I heard him. He never told her that she was being recorded. He asked her.
Yeah, he did the same thing. He does it to everyone. He did it to me too.
It's illegal.
I know. I'm aware of that. That's why I got the book.
He's not a law officer. He cannot record phone calls.
Right, right. Not unless he informs you first, and he has your agreement. Yes, I'm well aware of that. As a matter of
In fact, it's such a clean and simple law. I'll tell you how AT&T was recently attacked, and justifiably so. There was a friend of mine called AT&T, and they inform you that they're recording the call for quality assurance purposes. Well, he also re-informed them that he's disabled and he has to record calls because he has a brain damage and memory deficit, and they hung up on him. And they were found to be at fault. So I mean, there's and that's just a minor situation. That's what they call a benign situation, where yeah, they were wrong, but it wasn't anything that was intentional. It was just somebody felt uncomfortable about being recorded and probably had never been recorded before and never been in that position before, and they were still wrong. So can you imagine the level that the judge is going to hear this case? I know how my father would judge. I know exactly how my father would judge this man. One complainant? Okay. And, two? Yeah, you're going down the road. Three? I don't think so, dude. Three in three different countries? No, I don't think so, pal. That's what's going to happen to him. He's setting himself up for a huge fall. So the only thing that makes any sense to me, because he's not stupid. I mean, he does stupid things, but he's not a stupid individual. You know what I mean. So he's got to be working for somebody that can protect him. Who would that be? I'll leave the audience let that make your mind up. But certainly, if you have questions like this that you're asking, I swear to God, I'm going to be monitoring the Patriot Network. I am going to be researching every single event across the country, and I am calling coordinators with any notoriety that I've gotten from this. I hope that they call me back and they can see by my videos I'm not a fake or anything, that they get back to me, and I will tell as many people as I can tell to try and save people from driving into their deaths. This man is a menace, and I'm not afraid to say it, because he's violated my constitutional rights and the constitutional rights of two other people that I personally know. So I'm not really worried about Pete Santilli and his counterclaims. He said he was going to sue me, and what are you going to sue me for, dude? You're the one telling me, everybody in the world, that I'm a meth addict. Or no, I'm a meth dealer. I'm sorry, not an addict. I'm a meth dealer. Really? I'm going to come from New Jersey to Washington, D.C. and pay my friend $100 to bring me there when my brakes go, with $3,000 worth of computer equipment, to come and deal meth in the middle of nowhere? Because that's where we met, by the way. We didn't meet in Washington, D.C. We met at this Doswell in some backwater town in Virginia. Really? I mean, does that make any sense to anybody? I mean,
nothing,
if I'm a meth
nothing
dealer,
coming
I have
out.
A network where I am.
Virtually nothing that ever until his mouth makes sense, notably because it's all lies and deception. So, Tom, unfortunately, I have to go. I've got another show coming up on OrionTalkRadio.com for 1 hour, where we will be discussing what Pete Santilli has done for me. I hope you'll tune in.
Are you going to be live?
Yep, OrionTalkRadio.com. I'll send you the link through Facebook as well.
Oh, please, thank you very much. I will be more than happy to listen to any reputable journalist.
All right. Well, bear in mind, I'm not a journalist. I'm just a douchebag.
No.
I'm just a douchebag with a microphone who doesn't like to lie, and if he's wrong, tells the truth and doesn't try and cover it up.
Okay. Then I appreciate men with the ethics that you have. That's the kind of people that we need. We need desperately people like you to cover these events. Cover these events for their truth, not for just ratings. You'll get ratings. We'll bring you ratings. We'll bring any alternative media. We'll bring them ratings, because we have a movement, and this movement is revolutionary. It's peaceful, but it's revolutionary.
Yeah.
I was standing there with the founding fathers' descendants that didn't even know that the other ones were going to be there. Dude, I could tell you some really interesting stories about it when you have some time, but I'd be more than happy to turn into that show tonight, and thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you, Tom. And is there a website or YouTube channel that you have so people can go and see more of your work?
Very simple. It's TOMLACO, V as in Victor, ARA, Tom Lacavera at YouTube, Tom Lacavera, Facebook. I use that one all-in-one name for just about everything I do. If you type that into the Google search, all my stuff pops up. I'm an Oath Keeper. I'm a card-carrying member of the Stewart's Roads organization, Oath Keepers. I'm a good friend of Adam Kokesh from Adam Versus Demand Radio Show. I do want to give a shout out to Adam, and please ask his supporters to step up the help, because he's being forgotten about. Other than that, I really appreciate you calling anytime to expose this horrible person.
If he's even a person. All right, thank you, Tom. All right.
And, thank you.
And Suzanne Posel, thank you as well. OrionTalkRadio.com. I'll be on with Johnny English in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening.